Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big thanks to Alex Gibbs joining the program. Micah Gibbs. Alex Gibbs, the offensive line coach. Micah Gibbs, the hitting coach for LSU. That's the second time I've done that this month. But, yeah, LSU getting ready for Omaha. They play tomorrow, 7 p.m., first pitch in Omaha. Our pregame coverage here on WWL starts at 4. Thanks to Christian Garrick. That was recorded yesterday, as you could probably tell. Christian Garrick, we don't know where he is, right? Just gone. Where in the world is Christian Garrick? We don't know. We're going to play that game here in about 10 minutes or so. We're taking some of the best responses. Still have time to get your in. Where do you think Christian Garrick is? Is he on in Arctic safari somewhere? Is he in search of a new producer and co-host? Is he in Amsterdam in a brothel, says Tim Zimmer? I don't know. What do you think? Send us some texts. 870-870. Okay, Timmy. It's that time of the program here where it's time to make our official College World Series predictions. And we want yours as well out there. What's your prediction for this team in Omaha? And that is our Peretti Jaguar opinion poll. How many games will LSU win at the College World Series? 0, 1, 2, 3, or they're going to win it all, baby. Win that title, that seventh national title. Tim, I'll let you go first because right here in front of me I have Tim Zimmer's official bracket that he just submitted. Tim, how far you see LSU going this year?
I at least see them at the very minimum getting to the Final Four. I could see them. I think they're winning the first game against Florida State. Now, the second game is depending on who they play. I have them playing Cal State Fullerton. I think they win that game. If it's Oregon State, it could be a little different. I could see them, but I think they come out the loser's bracket even if they happen to lose to Oregon State and get to the Final Four. That's my minimum. If they play Cal State Fullerton, I think they have the best chance to get to the finals.
Yeah, and it's interesting in your bracket, you actually have Cal State Fullerton beating Oregon State in game one.
Said this on Wednesday. I think this is the one upset Cal State Fullerton's kind of made for Omaha. They're one of those teams that probably can't win it, but they're good for one good upset in this tournament. They've been there before. They lost to LSU when Alex Lane was pitching his freshman year here, so they have that experience. I like this Cal State Fullerton Titan team, and every time LSU's in a tournament, there's always a team with that's you know, the mascot's an elephant.
All right, so. Tim has Louisville coming out of the bottom bracket as well, so you have LSU-Louisville in the finals, and I think you had LSU winning it all officially here in your bracket, right?
I didn't make an official champion because I didn't want to, you know, get that bad mojo, or jojo, whatever you want to call it, but yeah, LSU-Louisville would be my two final teams.
All right, here's what I will say. And I don't know if I'm going to fill out – actually doing a bracket, and this is so tough because it's double elim, so I'm actually impressed that you actually did this. I would be disappointed if I do not see LSU win at least two games here. Like, that's kind of my over-under for them, whether that's against Florida State and then just winning again in the quarterfinals or whether it's, you know, winning a game, then also winning a game in a loser's bracket. Florida State's going to be a tough opener, man. I know that people out there, especially hardcore LSU fans, they realize it's 12-13 for Florida State, just putting up a bunch of runs, 26 in their Super Regional, 19 in their last game. They've got good starting pitching, good bullpen, and they field well. I mean, they're kind of LSU light. Right?
I mean, both teams got hot at the same time. They were both in the middle of the season. You didn't know where they were going. Now both teams are on winning streaks, and it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out.
I think LSU needs to win that opener, though, against Florida State just because of their uncertainty now with the pitching staff. Walker, you do not know when he'll be able to go, if he'll be able to go, and that's my opinion on this. It's a forearm injury. They're going to throw him tomorrow, so they'll find out more. Probably expect Poche in game two, I would think. Expect Poche in game two. And then hopefully Walker can come back for game three. But we'll find out more of that tomorrow. So that is my official prediction here is I do think LSU they're the most talented team in this field. It's really tough for me to predict that they're going to win a title just because in something like this, with a field so deep and so stacked, that it's a tough meat grinder to get through. I do think LSU is the most talented team, but I think Oregon State, they started to gel here, Tim. After the Luke Heimlich news, I think their team has come together. They have not lost a game since that story broke. They still have a very deep pitching staff. They are built. You said Cal State Fullerton is built for Omaha. Oregon State's built for Omaha.
Teams kind of play differently once they get to Omaha, especially in that new stadium with how big it is. It's kind of weird. Like LSU was pounding the ball all season back, I think, 2-3 years ago, and they get to Omaha and they had one home run all the whole time they were there.
I think LSU gets a game against Oregon State. They win one game against Oregon State somewhere, but I don't know. Something about what's happened here. I usually see these coming together moments that glue teams together. I think Oregon State had one with the Heimlich news. I think this is Oregon State's year again to win their third national title. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see LSU win their seventh. I would not. Like I said, I think they're the most talented team here. It's going to take a little luck, though. I think Oregon State comes out of that half of the bracket. I'm with you. I think Louisville comes out of the bottom half of the bracket. They're the best team there. If I had to pick one, if I'm picking here today, team that's going to win it, I'll say Oregon State.
But one game I actually kind of want to see is I want to see TCU versus Texas A&M. If you remember, TCU actually eliminated Texas A&M the last two Super Regionals. So if they both lose in the first round, or they both happen to win in the first round, it'd be interesting how that plays out, especially if they're in the loser's bracket and A&M can somehow knock out TCU. Then that would be some payback for the last two Super Regionals.
Look, and if things happen the way you said, Tim, here, if LSU wins that opener against Florida State, Cal State Fullerton pulls off the upset, and the bracket sets up for LSU like that, that's what you need to watch for, because then LSU should be favored to get to that championship series.
And then
if they're playing Cal State Fullerton in a winner's bracket game, no matter where it is, if it's in that game two or if it's next Friday in the semis, that is good news for LSU, and expect them to get on to the championship series.
And another thing about that, if they do play Cal State Fullerton and they can win that game, you have Alex Lane ready for Oregon State in case they come up through the loser's bracket.
Yeah, here's my one prediction for this as well is I think whoever comes out of the top half of the bracket, and I could see any four of those teams make it out of there, I think whoever comes out is going to win the College World Series, whether that's LSU, Oregon State, Cal State, or even Florida State. It's just such a stacked four. Again, Oregon State, LSU, Florida State have won 49 of their past 50, 12 national titles there. Zero, not a zilch. No national titles in the bottom half of the bracket. Good teams, though, like Timmy laid out. What?
I was going to say the one team I don't think that's going to win, if I had to put money on it, would be Florida. They just don't score enough runs. They have good pitching, but if their pitching doesn't show up, I don't see them winning.
I agree. You know, it's weird because they're the national seed, the number three overall seed. I'd give them the least chance to come out of that bracket. I'd give A&M a better shot to come out of that bottom half of the bracket. I do see Louisville coming out. Wouldn't be surprised to see TCU as well. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised to see TCU. I don't know. It's just this is going to be a fun year. There's no overwhelming favorite out here in Omaha. It's going to be a really fun 2 weeks to watch. Really, really is. Let's go ahead and take a break here. When we come back, it's time to play Where in the World is Christian Garrick. A text from the 504 says Christian's been kidnapped by his previous co-hosts, and they're at Bobby Hebert's eating supper. Maybe. That'd be kind of a good way to get kidnapped, though, right? Back after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.